Welcome to Health Tips by Atharva Web Radio, episode number 21. Welcome to Health Tips. Real people who look good and feel great. The show is about people and how they manage to fit in fitness. Did you have an excuse for time or place? Too often we hear those too busy, no time excuses. Now see how these super successful folks manage to fit in fitness. Today it's Manoviraj Khosla, or Viraj for friends. Viraj is one of India's top designers, displaying at all the leading fashion events. Viraj, tell us how you make working, partying, and staying fit together seem so easy.
Well, you know, I mean, I believe in exercising, and I always have, you know, I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've always been very active as far as, you know, physically active, whether it was playing sport or, you know, not really going to the gym, but I think it was always sport. You know, I used to ride a lot, horses, I used to play soccer, I used to swim a hell of a lot. So I've always, you know, I used to play squash as well, odd game of tennis. So, you know, but so I did sort of, you know, was physically very active all along. Now, I don't actually end up playing so much sport, but I do go to the gym every day. I still swim. I swim a fair amount. But I, otherwise, gymming is probably my, that's my exercise now.
What is your daily routine? Like, what time do you get up and how do you, like, say 6 o'clock and then what's your hour by hour?
I don't wake up at 6 o'clock. Well, actually, you know, with my lifestyle and my partying and my going out and my traveling and everything, I don't have really have a fixed time to go to sleep. But having said that, let's say during the week, if, assuming I'm in town, I go to bed by about 12. 12, 12:15 or something like that, and I wake up at around 8:30. I just generally wake up 8 hours after I go to sleep. So if I sleep at 2, I'll wake up at 10. If I sleep at 4, I'll wake up at 12. You know, I just wake up 8 hours after I've got to bed. So which is why, you know, I don't even sort of, you know, if I have to party till 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, it doesn't matter. I just wake up at lunchtime the next day, and I, you know, fit my schedule in accordingly because I know that I'm not going to be at work, and I feel it's better to actually be fresh and late rather than sort of, you know, and just fix things at a later time, not actually make an appointment and be late, but, you know, actually do it at a later time of the day, but actually be fresh rather than actually, you know, say that, no, we get up in the morning and then be groggy and not being able to focus on anything the entire day.
So like, okay, so you get up.
I get up about 8, 8:30. I leave for the gym at about 9, 9:15, depends, you know, I either go to the gym by 9 or I go to the gym at 9:30, quarter to 10, depending on certain classes and the, you know, the timings of those classes in the gym. So say about 9 o'clock I go to the gym. I'm in the gym for an hour and a half. I come back home, have a shower, and then get to work around 11:30.
Okay. So what's your gym routine like? How have you been able to... do you follow a certain type of routine?
I actually go to a gym which has... a lot of different classes, you know, there are all these Les Mills classes, which are international classes, and so it's a gym called Fitness First, so which is an international gym itself. So what I do is I, most days of the week, I actually end up doing one of the classes. So you have different classes in the morning, you know, they could be totally cardio oriented, or they could be with weights, or they could be just maybe yoga, or, you know, body balance, which is a mixture of yoga, Tai Chi and Pilates, and, or it could be a spinning class, which is cycling. So I just do different things every day. Those classes last an hour. But what I tend to do is maybe do half an hour on a cross trainer before that. I do the half an hour on a cross trainer before that if it's not a cardio class. If it's a cardio oriented class, like say a body combat would be, or a Zumba class or a spinning class would be, then I spend half an hour doing weights and then 1 hour doing cardio. So I spend 1.5 hours in the gym every morning.
And with that, we take a short commercial break.
This is NJ Azoya.
Hi, I'm Kailash Chandra.
This is Tara McAlphy.
This is Mahesh Castellino.
This is Saeed Joe.
And you're listening to Atharva.
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 Web Radio.
Chumi.
Brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. Health Tips is available for a free download online or on iTunes. Just look for health in the podcast section. And we just became number one in the world. So here's a shout out to thousands of you wonderful folks. Tell us what you like and don't. Just write to Tandarost, that's TANDAROST @gmail.com. And we are back with Manoviraj Khosla, India's leading designer. So how have you seen your fitness evolve? I mean, did you have some challenges when you started? Has it been a continuous process?
No experts. I just doing it on my own. I mean, earlier I was going to another gym, which was at the club, at the golf club. And I used to just do my own thing for an hour and a half every day. And then switched to a professional gym where, you know, I had the option of doing these classes as well, because otherwise, you know, at the end of the day, the monotony does set in a gym. You know, it's the same thing day after day after day. So here I do a different thing every day. So actually, you know, there is no monotony because I'm not repeating myself. I eat anything and everything. I don't hesitate or, you know, say, no, I'm not going to eat dessert, or I'm not going to eat chocolate, or I'm not going to eat fried stuff, or I'm saying I couldn't give a damn, I just eat anything. Having said that, I am sort of fairly careful. Okay, I don't eat a lot of dessert because I just choose not to, and I don't like it, you know. So maybe, you know, after dinner at a party or something, I may eat dessert, but otherwise I don't really. But in the mornings, I wake up, I eat only fruit. So before I go to the gym, I only eat fruit, which is mostly pomegranate and papaya. And I have some nuts, walnuts, and just regular nuts, and a glass of juice. Go to the gym, come back an hour and a half later, have cereal with milk and one boiled egg white. And then I try and come home for lunch most days, which is at about 2:30 or something. I have lunch, which is either vegetarian or non-vegetarian, but it's always home-cooked food. And it could be Indian, it could be continental, it could be just salads and pastas, could be just a soup and something. So, but it's always invariably fairly light, not very heavy kind of a meal. And dinner, I'm out sort of at least 3-4 times a week. So if I'm home, you know, my wife cooks, or, you know, we just have normal sort of, but it's always sort of healthy food. And if I'm out, I'm out. And then if I'm out, I mean, I could eat dinner at 12 at night, I could eat dinner at 2 in the morning, I could eat dinner at 4 in the morning. I have no problem with that. And I generally don't eat anything, which I know is wrong, because I don't eat between meals. So if I've had lunch at 2:30, I could have dinner at 4 in the morning, but I wouldn't have really eaten anything in between. I mean, I may have nibbled on a few snacks or something else, you know, at a cocktail party or something like that. But like a good Indian, we believe in eating and then going to sleep, not eating and then going out.
Okay, so but what motivates you on a daily basis? Because I know so many people who start off, you know, the gym routine and don't follow it up, and even there are tons of excuses about time, place.
Either you're lazy or you're not lazy as a person. You know, I mean, if you're lazy as a person, you're going to find every reason as, you know, excuse in the book to say that I don't want to go to the gym today. But if you actually want to go to the gym, then you'll find any reason, no matter where you are in the world, to find a gym and go and do your exercise. Okay. You know, if I'm sort of abroad and I can't find a gym, I just keep walking up and down the streets for like 4 hours for all I care. And I don't mind it. I enjoy it.
Right. And like, what makes you happy? Let's talk about that. What drives you to...
Just life itself. I don't think there's anything in particular that makes me happy. I love going out. I love partying. I love socializing. I love people. I love hanging out with people. I love sort of going completely mental at nightclubs. So, you know, I think that's what makes me happy. I think it's life itself. You know, I'm not constrained in any way. I'm, you know, fairly extrovertish. And I just sort of believe in just having fun and enjoying life.
Okay, so tell us about what's happening at Manoviraj Khosla, and you know, the label, and what are the various projects that you're working on? What do we see in 2012?
Well, we're working, you know, how it goes from one fashion week to the next, and you carry on doing the same business. And, you know, we're doing sort of interesting stuff. We're doing a lot of designing for a lot of different stuff, actually, you know, like corporate designing, hotel uniform designing, And of course, apart from that, your collections, which, you know, you have to take out twice a year, both for men and for women, and the stuff that goes into all the stores and all that. So, I mean, yeah, it's an interesting life. It's fun.
So what defines a Manohi Raj Khosla outfit?
It's very sexy.
That was wonderful, Manohi Raj. Thanks. And as always, Health Tips is brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, the leading life sciences market research consulting firm. Want to know more about biotechnology or pharma or agriculture or fisheries? Talk to the leaders. Talk to Atharva Life Sciences. They deliver the best market research reports available. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's ATHARVALIFE.com. Or call +91 80 2353 0016. See you next time. Stay healthy. Keep moving.